Thank you. I'm so sorry. It's my hair that makes me look a bit older. Doc, you gotta forgive me. And my age, my eyesight is not very good. I could swear that I see a Marcelle. But what comes out from you is Asian. And I'm absolutely inspired by what is going on in Tanjung Togong. You know, when you're sharing that, something stirred within me. And I want to give thanks to this church, because this is the church that facilitates this type of thing. This is the church that will support this type of thing. This is the church that for years have understood that the main purpose of this church is to connect with the community so that God could empower us to bring His love to them. You know, this church have understand that. And you know, for you to stand in front of us to just share this, I'm inspired that somebody who looks white but who actually is yellow is leading all of us in this. And it can only happen when we listen to God. You see, this is not a project, or this is not something that happens because somebody has a bright idea. This thing happens because somebody listened to God. And you know, I've said this before the last time I came. I know in this church, you're so used to every Sunday be listening to profound and deep truth of God. You know, this morning, if you come having the same expectation, waiting to hear some profound and deep truth of God, I just want to let you know you have come to the right place, but on the wrong day. Because my message, thank you. My message this morning is for little children. And the title of my message today is, click, I'm learning. I'm a fast learner. Listen to your father. And the reason is this. What you hear today determines what you receive tomorrow. Let me lay some foundation before I get there. When we become Christian, there is two fundamental truths that we are excited about. There's two fundamental truths that we embrace with great expectation and great joy. And the first truth is that Jesus died. And because He died, you and I can face eternity in heaven. You see, our repentance through His grace reconciles us to God. And for all of us, eventually, when our time comes, we will be spending eternity in heaven. Why? Because Jesus died for us. The second truth is that Jesus lives. And because He lives, you and I can face tomorrow. Because it's the same power that raised Him from the dead that are in us. And it's going to be that power that leads us through this life victoriously. Now, if we understand that, you begin to understand that for all of us sitting in this church, our purpose is not to just come so that we can wait to go to heaven. There is a purpose for God to leave us here. You know, I always tell people that we got to understand that the church exists not to just temporarily hold people so that we can prepare ourselves to go to heaven. If the desire of God is just to bring us to heaven, we would not need the fivefold ministry. What are the fivefold ministry? Please talk to me. Evangelist. If the desire of God is to just take us to heaven, all we need is a threefold ministry. You got an evangelist that preached the gospel, you accepted the Lord, God zapped you, the pastor buried you, and the undertaker buried you. The pastor conducts your funeral service. Threefold ministry, we all go to heaven. But we have the fivefold ministry, the Bible tells us, so that we can be equipped for ministry. You know, the Word of God is very clear that there is a purpose for us to be in this world. God says, I've come that you may have life and that you may have it in more abundantly. You know, there's another translation that says, I've come that you might have life and you will have it in its fullness. And the only way you can have life in its fullness is when your life is aligned to the purpose of God and the calling of God for you. It is not about money. It's not about your achievement. It is the fulfillment of God upon your life. Word also say, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are planned for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. There is a plan for each one of our life. And here again it says, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power and you will tell people about me everywhere. This is what that project is all about. It is about the love of God through us impacting the community. And then again, the first promise that Jesus made to his disciple, walking on the beach, seeing the fishermen, he says, follow me. And he promised them that I will make you fisher of men. And this is an exciting verse for me. It says, no eyes have seen, no ear have heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. I want to just bring a proper context to this verse, because this was the time when Paul quoted Isaiah 64. And Isaiah 64 was talking about to the people who love God, to the Jews, that when Jesus comes, the thing that God is going to be doing will blow them away. That was what Isaiah meant. When Paul quoted that, he told the Corinthians, he says, this is what will happen. And because it is the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead that is in us, I take it that it applies to us. That regardless of how young or how old you are, regardless of how gifted you are or not gifted you are, regardless of how much power you have or how much strength you have, the key question is, do you love Jesus? And if you love Jesus, then your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard, and your mind have yet to conceive what God has prepared for you. And it's an exciting thing because this is what we live for the fulfillment of God, of His promise in our life, of these mighty things that will happen. We go on, and we begin to also discover that in Ephesians, it's very clear. It says, therefore, I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to live a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Each one of us have been called by God, and I hope by now you are convinced that God has a plan for each one of us. You all look so sad. That is not bad news. That actually is a very exciting news. But you know, the strangest thing is this. I notice a trend. For the last 4 or 5 years, God has opened doors for my wife and I to be ministering in young churches with young pastors and young congregation. And we get very excited because we find that when we go to all these young churches and with young people, the most common asked question is, Pastor Titi, how do I discover the plan of God upon my life? And it is with great excitement when I hear this question, because I know that these young people understood that they are not here waiting to go to heaven. They are here to discover the plan of God upon their life, and the willingness to listen to God impacts what they're doing. But can I share something truthfully with you? When I come to churches where there are more people with gray hair like me, I don't hear that question as much. I don't hear that question being asked as much as to, what do you think the call of God upon my life is? And sometimes I wonder to myself, why? Now, there could be a few reasons. It could be that we have been Christians so long that we already know. And we are doing the will of God in our life. And that will be great. But then I thought, if that is what is happening, then wouldn't most of our churches be thriving? Because if all of us already discover our gifting and our call and our purpose in life, and we are following it, the natural process is that the power of the Holy Spirit will be manifested and the church will be full. The community will be impacted. Everybody will know that Jesus is alive. But I notice that's not really happening. So the next reason could be, have we stopped asking? Yes. How many of you are about my vintage? How old am I? About 120. You know, sometimes we think, I'm really too old to ask that question. Some of us will be thinking, I'm too young to ask that question. Wait till I finish uni. Wait till I buy a house. Wait till I get married. Wait till my children grows up. And when we finish waiting, we reach a stage where it's too old to ask. So why are we not asking that question? Some of us, like I say, we think we are too old. Some of us, we think we are too young. But you know the truth? Most of us is because we are too busy. Hello? Am I speaking to anybody? No? Most of the time, it is because we are too busy to ask that question. And this morning, my message is simple. Listen to your Father. What you hear today determines what you receive tomorrow. Let me take you to a verse that explains this a little bit clearer. And begin to show you one of the keys that really God has put in the Bible to show us how we can move according to His calling. Genesis chapter 12, we're all familiar with this. It was God speaking to Abraham. Now, I need you to notice that in chapter 12, that really, it came very suddenly. The first 11 chapters of the Bible, there was no mention of Abraham. Absolutely nothing. And then all of a sudden, in the beginning of chapter 12, here comes Abraham. And God spoke to Abraham and says, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you. And I'll curse him who curse you. And in you, all the family of the earth shall be blessed. Now, here it is. This was the plan of God for Abraham. Abraham heard it very clearly. And God has a plan for each one of us as clearly as He has a plan for Abraham. What was He going to do with Abraham? He was going to make him a great nation. He's going to make his name great. God was going to bless him. And if He has an enemy, that will be the enemy of God. You know, you can't get any better promise than that. Precisely. I'm glad somebody agreed with me in this church. You can't get any better than that. It was the call, a clear call and a clear promise of God upon Abraham's life. And most of the time, we focus on verse 2 and verse 3. But let me show you, the key to receiving this promise is found in verse 1 and verse 4. God says to Abraham, He says, Now the Lord have said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your kindred, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. Verse 4 says, so Abraham departed as the Lord have spoken to him. What is the key? You see, the promise was for tomorrow. But the command was for today. If you don't hear Him, you don't hear His word for you today, you will never see His plan for you tomorrow. Do you understand where I'm coming from? Abraham received what he promised because that day he not only saw the plan of God upon his life, but he heard the voice of God for that very day. You know, it was not an easy thing to do. God says, pack up your bag, leave your father, leave your money, leave your char kway teow, leave your whatever else that you love, and go. Go where? He didn't even tell Abraham where to go. He says, go to a place that I will show you. How many of you are frightened yet? Hello? And the Bible says, Abraham went. If you have not heard the voice of God for that day, he will have never seen the plan of God for the future. You know, sometimes we are so caught up in hearing this full plan of God upon our life that we forget to listen to what He's telling us just for today. You know, it could be a very simple thing. He could speak to us today and says, will you today boil some soup and bring it to Mrs. Wong? I don't know who Mrs. Wong is here. But if Mrs. Wong, if you receive any soup, it's because of me, okay? You know, it could be simple thing like this. If you go to school, it could be simple thing like a little child hearing God and says, will you go help that little boy sharpen his pencil? And as you obey these small things, That is the time you begin to hear the big thing of God. You know, does anybody know what I'm talking about? Praise God. Anybody else? Wrong question in a wrong context, because I come from Australia, we ask questions differently. Does anybody here who don't know what I'm talking about? So you do. You know, there's this saying that says, when you give somebody a fish, you feed them for a day. You teach them how to fish, you feed them for a lifetime. Can I tell you this? I'm not here to give you a fish. Fisherman, yes. Somebody's listening. You know, I'm not here to give you a fish. I'm not even here to teach you how to fish, because you know how to fish. You know how to listen from God. I'm here to inspire you to go fishing. To inspire to begin to hear God from yourself. And perhaps the easiest way for me to do that is to share a testimony with you. How God dealt with me just in an hour's time, just listening to Him. You see, I'm very blessed when I come to Penang. A friend of ours lent me an apartment. It's a beautiful place. And I look up and I know exactly why you have that name there, The Light. And that's what and it's beautiful. The compound is so secure, so serene, that every morning I look forward to wake up about 5:30, 6 o'clock to just walk around. And by 7, I like to walk up to this jetty. You know, you know this place? This is where most of the poor people in Penang live. Most of them cannot afford to buy a car, so they bought a yacht. There's a jetty next to this dock, and it's facing east. And about 7, I make sure that I'll sit in this jetty, and this beautiful sunrise. Let me show you a shot of this is one friend who knew that I was there every morning. And one morning, he sneaked at the back and took a photograph of me sitting. Look at the creation of God. Wouldn't you want to wake up at 6 in the morning to see that? And I love it there. And one morning, I woke up, and I went and sat at this place, anticipating sunrise. And you know what? The sun didn't rise. Well, it rise, but I couldn't see it. And I remember that day, my whole day felt as gloomy as the sky. My health was not very good at that point in time. A few friends that I have been praying for that have terminal diseases was not getting better. Ministry burden was so heavy, I begin to feel that I have let some of my commitment down. The Russian work is going so fast, and I wasn't able to provide. And it was one of those days that, you know, it is dark. And I sat there, and I looked at the sky, and I realized that God, my life at that stage is as dark as what I've seen. And I felt that as if I've been abandoned by God. How many of you have felt that way? Tell the truth. 5 of you. The rest of you, you always have the presence of God in your life. Woo! I should attend this church. And I sat there, and you know, I begin to feel sorry for myself. But tell the truth. How many of you ever done that? Why is it there's only you and I, Doug? We should be growing. And I was sitting there having a pity party. And can I tell you the truth? You know, once in a while, I love a pity party. You know, I feel that I deserve it. You know, some of you are shaking your head. You know what I mean? And you know, pity party is such a good thing because it's so easy to organize. Don't have to invite anybody. All you do is you sit there and you close your eyes. And I was sitting there feeling big time pity for myself. You know, and you know, the strangest thing was I recall what Jesus shouted out at the cross. You remember when he was crucified? He cries out, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken?" You know, my problem is so small compared to what Jesus was facing. But I was sitting there crying out the same thing. And of all a sudden, I don't know how long I had this pity party. Of all a sudden, I felt a warm on my face. And I opened up my eyes. Click. And the sun broke through. And right there and there, this is what God spoke to me. He says, "Titi, I was always there. It was your doubt. It was your unbelief. It was your circumstances that blocked you from seeing my presence." Wow. I was always there. When you hear from God, the burden of the world is lifted from your shoulder. But he was not finished with me. As soon as he spoke to me about that, I looked on the water and I saw this one single plastic bottle floating on the water. You know, in Penang, honestly, we are used to seeing all this rubbish. How many of you have seen rubbish before? You ever get upset? You know, but that day, I saw this single bottle, and spiritually, I was so upset. I was thinking, who dared to throw this bottle into this pristine water that God created? I was sitting there, and if I can find that guy, I would have... And then of all a sudden, God just sort of asked me the question, "What about your life? I made it pure and holy. What have you polluted with?" And right there and there, I knew what God was pointing at. You know, most of us, if we listen to God, we actually understand what He's saying, even if He don't tell us. And I know at that point in time what He was pressing on me for. What was this little bottle that he was talking about? He was not just talking about the bottle. He was also talking about the thing that will kill my life. You see, it is not the bottle that float on the sea that kill the sea. It is those that you cannot see that kills the sea. And what was it for me? Let me tell you. You see, for the last 4 or 5 years, God has transitioned our ministry. Up till then, Modrin and I have been ministering to the leaders of the nations. We are pastors' conference, bishops' conference, you know, or it's just the leaders. And up to about 4 or 5 years ago, God began to open doors for us to be ministering with young people. And it completely amazes, because I was telling Modrin that I don't know what God is doing. The older we get, the younger is our audience. At this rate we are going, we'll be teaching Sunday school in a few years. And it was just completely my just. But you know, the one thing dangerous about ministering to the young people is that they can be very addictive. You can get addicted to young people because they are full of vibrance. They are full of life. They are full of excitement. They are so teachable and they are so transparent. You get addicted to them. And for a sudden, I begin to find that everywhere we go, we were having young people around us. If they're not around us, we will go look for them. You know, and that day, God spoke to me. And the question He asked me is very simple. Are you addicted to them? Because if you are addicted to them, you are not addicted to me. And the follow-on question is the garbage that is underneath, not the bottle. The addiction is the bottle. The underneath question was this. TT, when you minister to them, are you leading them to you or are you leading them to me? Because if you are leading them to you, they will definitely be disappointed. You won't have all the answer. You won't always be around for them. But if you are leading them to me, I have all the answer to their question. You know, that day changed the way we minister to young people. Listen to your father. What you hear today determines what you receive tomorrow. But the beautiful thing is this. When God starts talking to you, He never stops. He will deal with you until He finishes. Immediately after that, I just hear Him say, look at that sampan. And I was telling God, how many of you ever argue with Him? Five of you, the rest of you, when He say yes, you ask, yeah, okay, go. And I always think, God, I've seen a sampan before. What is the big deal? He said, watch that sampan. And I watched the sampan and it was going past me. I think, so what do you want to see me to see about the sampan is nothing? He said, watch the wave. And as I watched the wave, this little sampan creates wave. And the wave, as it rolls closer to the jetty, gets bigger and bigger. And God says, continue to look at that sampan. And I followed that sampan for another 7 minutes as he passed by. It was quite a slow sampan. And he went by. After 7 minutes, it passed. Then I thought, look at the wave. You know, the water was so flat, it was as if nothing had cut through it. What does it speak to me? It was loud and clear. The message of God to me is this. You can be like that little sampan. You can create wave because of the gifting I give you. Because you can worship, you can create wave. Because you can teach, you can create wave. Because you can preach, you can create wave. This is the gifting I give you. And some of you, the gifting is so big that you might create big wave. But if you live your life according to your way, 5 years after you die, it will be as if you have never passed this world. You understand what I'm saying? That was the purpose of the sampan. And then when the sampan passed, he says, look to your right. Now, most of you who know the area, on the right, half a kilometer away, is the Penang Bridge. And as I look at the bridge, this is what God told me. He says, but if you live your life according to my way, you're going to be that bridge. Even when you die, thousand will still find their destiny. You have a choice. Live your life your way, and never live any way. Or live your life God's way and leave a legacy. And all it takes is for us to listen. And you know what's the funniest thing? I turned 70 in December. All my friends and relatives who loves me keep asking me, "Titi, you're already going to be 70. When are you going to start slowing down?" And you know what I heard that day? When he showed me the bridge, immediately I heard, "Say, Titi, you are turning 70. When are you going to speed things up?" Hello? Anybody here still think you're too old to hear God? He wasn't finished with me. I went back to the apartment, like my practice, when I go back, I pick up the Bible. I stopped at Psalm 70, so I begin to read Psalm 71. And Psalm 71 says this, which completely blows me away. Verse 17 and 18 says, "Oh God, you have taught me from my earliest childhood, and I have constantly told others about the wonderful things you do. Now that I'm old and gray," look at me, "old and gray, do not abandon me, O Lord. Let me proclaim your power to this new generation, your mighty miracles to all who come after me." Now, you tell me if that's not God. And I thought that was over. A few days later, I invited 10 Russian leaders, young leaders, who were going out to go plant new churches into Penang to understudy Pastor Daniel Lau. And they came. And as they came out from the Penang airport, of all a sudden, I hear somebody, whole crowd singing happy birthday. And I don't know, I don't really know how they knew that it was my birthday. It was in the middle of the airport, you know, quite embarrassing. I'm not one of those. And they were singing on top of their voice, happy birthday, and they came out. You know, that was the best birthday present I ever received. Not because they sang happy birthday with me. You know, after that, when I took them back, I began to talk to them. You remember, 24 years ago, I went to Russia, and I connect up with 5 young pastors. They were in their 20s. I was older. They were younger. They were like my children. They were young and silly. I was old and sillier. And we believe God. We believe God that, you know, God would be able to help us plant 500 churches in 5 years. And you know what? God did it in 3 years. That group of people now, have grown their movement from 66 churches to 3,800 over churches. That is what God is doing. And then these 10 young people came. I sat down and I talked to them. And of all a sudden, one by one, they goes, "Oh, my daddy says to send his regard to you." I say, "Who is your daddy?" "Oh, so and so. You remember my daddy went out with you 25 years ago to plant churches?" And out of the 10, 8 of them were children of my children. And they are going out planting churches. Can you imagine how many 80 years old have the privilege to see their grandchildren going out to plant churches? You see, when God speaks to you, He speaks to you in detail. And if you will choose to listen, you can be there like that bridge. And this morning, all I want to do is to remind you, listen to your Father. What you hear today determines
what you receive tomorrow. Let's bow our head and pray. Father, your word is such a great assurance to our spirit. Your promise never fails. And unless we hear you, Father God, unless we hear your voice for today, we will never see your promise for tomorrow. I pray, Father God, that as we go through today, that you will inspire my brother and sister in this church to really seek your face and to understand your calling upon each one of their life. I pray that you will use this to inspire them, Father God, to hear from you day by day. That as you fulfill the calling of their life, that you will see, Father God, your power manifest in this church for the community. Speak to all of us, Lord. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.